The Traveler's Journal, August 21st. Seeing red in Moscow. There have been big changes in the capital of the former Soviet Union since it went out of business. Moscow's had a makeover. Luxury hotels have been built. Western-style restaurants have opened, and visitors are free to sightsee at will, without minders from Intourist, Soviet Russia's big brother travel agency. But some visitors come to see the old Moscow, the place of East-West intrigue. Not to worry. Vestiges of the ex-evil empire abound, from the Gothic-looking skyscrapers to Novodevichy Cemetery, the final resting place of USSR VIPs. In addition to tombs of Khrushchev and Gromyko, dozens of lesser dignitaries are interred. Since communists were atheists, high-level dead were often immortalized as if they'd spend eternity plotting the downfall of the West. One artfully modeled red marble tombstone depicts the deceased busy at his desk. Another is working the phone. Graves in the military section are adorned with ballistic missiles and other emblems of mutually assured destruction, proof of Marx's theory that history repeats itself as farce, not tragedy. Moscow's excellent subway system is another tribute to the Soviet era. Its stations are underground theme parks, colorful catacombs of communist kitsch. Revolution Square, the city's busiest subway station, still has an array of bronze statues of average Soviet citizens armed to the teeth against enemy number one. Other Iron Curtain icons include Lenin's tomb, the Kremlin, KGB headquarters, and Hotel Moskva. You can visit us online at travelersjournal.com. For American Information Radio, I'm David Baer.